All right, so we're going to ask a couple questions now. First of all, the new record's fantastic.
Thank you
very
much.
It's really great. But there was a huge gap between Dejan Dindu and The Devil and God Are Raging Inside of Me. Was there any reason for that, or what were the reasons why it was so long?
There were reasons. There wasn't anything, there was nothing planned. We recorded our second record, and then we, did like a touring cycle. We toured for maybe 2 years on that album, and then in our kind of brains, it was like, all right, we'll stop touring, we'll get in the studio, and then, we'll record and write a record, and then, like 2.5 years went by, and just a lot of other things kind of took the forefront of what was going on. The band, Brand New, is a very, not very small, but it's a marginal part of who we are as people. We don't, even when we're on tour like this year, we're playing like close to 300 shows this year. But even in years like that, there's a still focus on the other things in our life, when we have to be on stage, we're on stage. And when we have to, be rehearsing, we're rehearsing or writing. But when we're not doing those things, the band gets put in the back seat. And for that, period of time, like 3 years or whatever it was, the band was in the back seat the entire time, and we were thinking about other things. And that was it. So when the focus finally shifted from, our families and what we were doing at home and what we were doing with ourselves as people, and it shifted back to the band, that's when all the songs really came out. And that was maybe a period of like 4 months, really, or 5 months that we actually wrote the whole record and recorded it. So there's like this misconception that we were writing this album for 3 years, which we absolutely weren't.
Right.
I was surfing. I don't know. I don't know what to tell anybody. That's what was going on.
When you play songs off Your Favorite Weapon now that it's like 6 or 7 years later, do they feel any different when you play them now as opposed to when you played them when that record first came out?
Off the first record?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's not, I don't really think you could, you couldn't really even call that the same band.
Right.
As we are now. I don't think you could, for any of the records, I don't think you could say Brand New is really, even from the second to the first record, it was a pretty completely different band. And now from where we are now to looking back then, it's like, we might as well have broken up and just reformed under another name. And I think that's going to continue to happen. I'm realizing that, and we're glad about that, because it's like a documentation, of what goes on in people's lives as they grow older. There's some songs we still relate to pretty closely, or I can relate to, and there's other ones that I look at and I don't even know who it was that wrote it. It feels like, it feels like it's so objective that I'm standing outside myself looking at a younger me and thinking, who was that kind of thing. And so those are a little tougher to play, and probably you're going to hear them a lot less frequently, those songs, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, if you want to play another song.
Sure. I guess I'll play one off the new record then. All right, so this song is called The Gausser, and that's a real word. And I should explain what it is, because people ask me that all the time. I don't make words up, I just... A degaussing tool, it's actually an American word that comes from a French name, but... when you're recording onto tape, or you're playing back tape, like even on a cassette player, the tape, it has a magnetic charge or a magnetic reading on it, and it runs over a tape head, which is just like this little kind of thing that reads the magnetic wave of the tape. And when you run tape over that long enough, over years or whatever, that head builds up a static charge, like an electronic charge, and that charge can cause like noise in the machine. Like if you're recording, it's going to cause noise on the recording, or if you're playing back, it'll cause playback noise. So they made this little tool. It's like maybe that big. It's got like this little plastic piece coming out of it. You plug it into the wall. It's basically like